Into the Darkness, Chapter 1. Toa Matoro swam silently through the black waters of the pit. Behind him, the robot guardian named Maxilos followed. To Matoro, it felt like having the shadow of doom hanging over him, for he knew what no one else did, that the mechanical body of Maxilos was possessed by the spirit of the evil Makuta. "Why so quiet?" asked Makuta in the hollow voice of Maxilos. "We have seen death and destruction today with the promise of much more to come. We have seen heroes behaving like villains. You yourself have done things even I would be reluctant to do. It is a time for celebration." "Shut up," said Matoro. "I'm doing only what I have to do to save the life of Mata Nui, a life you put in jeopardy." Makuta laughed. "Think what you like, little Toa, and try to avoid admitting to yourself that you are one bad day, one moment of cruelty, one fit of rage away from being me." Makuta swam past Matoro and then veered down toward the sea bottom. "Come with me. I want to show you something." "What?" asked Matoro. "Call it an answer to some of your questions," replied Makuta. He led Matoro down at the depths of the black water. There they came to a great gap in the sea floor. "I discovered this shortly after taking over the body of Maxilos. It's an entrance to the original pit, the prison once inhabited by the Baraki and others like them. There is something down there I think you should see." "How do I know this isn't a trap?" asked Matoro. "You don't," answered Makuta. "But surely a strong and brave Toa like yourself fears nothing. Follow me." Makuta swam down through the opening. Matoro watched him go until the crimson form had disappeared into the pit. The Toa Vice checked his Kordak blaster, readied himself for anything that might happen, and followed his greatest enemy into the darkness. To be continued.